Cuba's president has condemned United States policies imposed on the island, accusing the Trump administration of carrying out what he calls a genocide against his people. The US ramped up pressure on Cuba following the capture of Venezuela's then-president Nicolas Maduro in January, seeking the fall of the Cuban government and changes to its political and economic model. It also implemented an energy embargo that has exacerbated a pre-existing energy crisis. The result has been daily blackouts, lasting more than 20 hours, medicine shortages, pushing the healthcare system to the brink, a collapsed water supply, and paralyzed transportation system. Speaking at a rally commemorating the start of the Cuban Revolution in 1953, President Miguel Díaz-Canel called for unity, denouncing the actions of the US.
Reafirmamos que Cuba es y será.
We reaffirm that Cuba is and will be a sovereign country, that no one, under any circumstances, has the right to decide for us, that the economic, political, and social decisions are and will be ours.
Y serán nuestras.